This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. I hope you're all refreshed after the long weekend and Ganeshji's blessings. We've got a whole week of trading ahead of us and the global cues are negative. In fact, Wall Street ended lower by about 0.8% on Friday. For the week, it was a cut of nearly about 2-odd%. Dow was down 2.2%, S&P 500 down 1.7% for the week, and all the indices closed lower for all five trading days. The reason is the US August producer price inflation figure at 8.3% is the highest that we've seen since 2010, and the street is fearing that the August CPI for the US economy, which will be released on Tuesday, could also be a red-hot inflation figure, and that perked up the US 10-year bond yields by 4 basis points to 1.34%. Separately, in the European region, ECB has said they will slow down on bond buying program as the economy is improving and inflation is rising. So the global setup is negative. That said, the SGX Nifty, however, is not deeply in the red. Yes, when you look at it, it shows a cut. But if you compare it to Thursday's future close levels of 17,364, then the SGX Nifty is actually on the flatter side with a minor negative bias, which tells you that inherently there is a lot of strength in the market. We have seen flows coming through. In fact, on Thursday, both the FIs and the DIIs were buyers in the cash market. The FIs bought 434 crore. The DIIs bought 704 crore in the cash market. So inherently, there is strength in the market, it appears, and there is buying which is emerging. So the mid-cap index was up close to about 1% the whole of last week. July IIP inflation was also out at 11.5%. It's in line with expectation and aided by the low base. But we also know that July is a backdated number. In the month of August, the economy has improved even further. Talking about a few stocks, Zomato has abandoned plans to diversify into delivering groceries, something that Big Basket does, Grofers does. This, however, was a pilot project that the company had initiated. So it's not a part of analyst valuation. So in a sense, some say that it's a positive because they're focusing on unit economics. But the negative is that grocery delivery is also a very huge addressable market area. So let's see how the market reacts to Zomato. It has seen a big run up. HUL held its annual analyst day in 2021. The theme was winning in the new decade. They've identified mega trends like naturals, local products, hyper-personalization, rapid digital adoption, increased care for holistic health, environment and sustainability. And CLSA says over the next decade, HUL looks to maintain double-digit EPS growth with industry-leading revenue growth, modest margin expansion and efficient use of capital. Keep your eye on crude prices because they have seen a rise of about 2% overnight. Brent crude is hovering around $73 per barrel. So interest, crude sensitives should also be on your radar. With that, I'm going to wrap up. Have a good day and hope you make some money. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Bye-bye.